Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every single week. Tonight on the show, we've got Cattle Decapitation guitar player Josh Elmore with us. Thank you for joining us, Josh.
Thank you.
Cattle Decapitation out on tour in support of their 7th full-length album, The Anthropocene Extinction. And the record is extremely heavy. Josh, what will be the biggest challenge when you guys are trying to make the next album even heavier?
Well, I know we've kind of barely discussed here and there, you know, what we want to do for the next one, because we're just still in full-on tour cycle mode for this record. But heaviness, you know, coming in many different forms, I guess you could say. I think we really want to try to concentrate on kind of continuing with a lot of atmospheric type of sounds, I guess you could say. I mean, they'll still be the super, I don't want to say chug heavy, because when people say heavy, that, I mean, at least me personally, it goes to just sort of the lower end register is just really kind of punishing and pummeling on the low end. There's obviously going to be some of that, absolutely. But the thing that really sticks out that we did discuss was to just have a lot more of an atmospheric approach to things, and just get that mood and get that sort of somber, I'm going to cry, but first I'm going to kill everyone kind of thing going on, you know? But, yeah, that's really all I could say as far as like us being able to outdo it. We always want to try to outdo, you know, whatever we've done previous. And I'm sure most bands, you know, feel the same way about what they do. But, you know, heavy comes in many different forms, and we hope to, you know, still bring the heavy, but kind of maybe widen the palette of how we define it within our band, you know, and hopefully people will be interested in that. Come along with us.
Full Metal Jackie, Josh Elmore of Cattle Decapitation with us on the show tonight. Here's a tune off the Anthropocene Extinction. This is Mammals in Babylon. Full Metal Jackie, Josh Elmore from Cattle Decapitation on the show with us tonight. Cattle Decapitation out on tour. Josh, what aspects of tour life on the road live up to the expectations you had before you ever went on tour?
I don't know. Well, like, you know, it's like growing up with, you know, like when I did, it's like you always had, you know, I started with like, you know, Van Halen and all that. And so it was the big stadium kind of thing. When you look at, you know, just the show itself and, you know, your information on tour comes from like reading Rip magazine and seeing, you know, the backstage photos and all this and all the kind of, everyone's sweaty and seemingly perpetually waiting for a shower or something, but just kind of like the hijinks sort of aspect of it. But I mean, later on, a few years later, I started getting into bands, and when I say touring, it was more like regional kind of stuff at first. And it was always in a van, you know, playing in basements, playing in kitchens or back porches or whatever. So that was my first introduction to actual touring beyond just kind of reading about it or seeing it in magazines and stuff. And, you know, over the course of time, I think, you know, we've kind of been fortunate enough to be on some either higher profile tours or tours that have just kind of, you know, everything sort of come together. So my expectations when I was younger was, I don't know, just kind of that synergistic between the members of the band. You know, everyone's kind of firing on all cylinders and, you know, just getting it, you know. And we've, you know, those things that you could ask any musician are, you know, kind of vary and aren't necessarily every night. But when you do have that, it's wonderful. It's really cool. So I think my sort of vision of that as a younger person that hadn't toured anything, it kind of, those are the things that I remember, that these things are clicking. I remember back when I was that age, and it's just kind of like, oh, okay, cool. That does exist. It's not just something you see, you know, and project upon these people who are playing, you know, either seeing it in magazines or on TV or whatever. So that does exist. All the other stuff, like the party stuff and everything, that's what you make of it, you know? I've seen tons of that crazy kind of action, usually as an observation kind of thing, as an observer. It's not really my thing personally, but yeah, that all exists, and you can either partake or not, so, you know, take that as you will.
It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Cattle Decapitation guitar player Josh Elmore with us on the show tonight. Gonna take a quick break. Still to come this hour, we'll hear from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Gonna check out new music from Suicidal Tendencies. It's all coming up on Full Metal Jackie Radio. Beast! Full Metal Jackie, Cattle Decapitation guitarist Josh Elmore with us on the show tonight. Josh, how much are soundcheck riffs the starting point for ideas that eventually develop into songs? I always wonder, you know, when bands are just, you know, playing around at soundcheck, does that ever end up turning into something?
Yeah, definitely. There's times when I think one person will have, you know, something they've been working off to the side by themselves, and then they'll kind of do that sort of, you know, when you're doing sound check and they'll be like, okay, stage left, guitar, whatever, you know, and you start just kind of, oh, let's test the water here. And you play something that you've been working on, you know, 7 out of 10 times, everyone else has kind of lost their own world or not paying attention. But there is this couple times that someone's like, hey, what was that thing you played earlier, sound check? That was really cool. You know, each one of us kind of do that. Like, there'll be a cool bass thing, or Dave will have some drum beat he busts out that all, you know, one of us will go back and go, hey, man, you did this thing in soundcheck. It sounded amazing. You know, could we use that as a basis for something? Yeah, that's definitely, it's not, you know, this kind of like, whoa, what was that? And they all work on it, or at least not in my experience with our band. But there are riffs that definitely kind of get sort of, I don't want to say tried out, but like kind of auditioned, even if it's not an official thing in soundcheck. And then, you know, later when you're in the jam room, it's kind of like, oh, remember that one thing, that one time you played? So, you know, yeah, I guess in a certain way they are loosely auditioned during soundcheck, but rarely do you get a chance to, you know, everyone get together and, you know, kind of run through a riff. It's more just people just kind of like seeing if it meets their standards, shall we say.
Josh from Cattle Decapitation with us this evening. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up, music from Overkill, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta. It is all on the way. Rock Until You Drop from Raven, one of the first bands to really push speed and thrash metal into existence before those two genres got momentum from bands like Creator and Overkill. It's Full Metal Jackie. Cattle Decapitation guitar player Josh Elmore is our guest on the show tonight. Josh, there are important ethical issues addressed in your music. How has extreme imagery helped publicize the activism of your songs?
Oh, I mean, that's, you know, when people look at the record or kind of, you know, flipping through, if they're in a store, if they're actually buying a physical recorded product, you know, or whatever online, you know, that's the grabber, the initial thing. You know, I think we've been able to sort of fuse this sort of, I don't want to say gory, but just kind of visually striking images with a little bit of commentary. And so people look at that and be like, whoa, that's crazy. And I mean, we've, like with our cover arts, we've been really fortunate for the past 14 years to have Wes Benscoter doing our cover art. So he's obviously just fantastic at what he does. So his images are just really striking to begin with. So that brings the person in, and then they can go, okay. And then look at all these little subtle aspects in the artwork that have, you know, little sort of meanings to them. And then hopefully they'll buy the record, and then hopefully they'll read the lyrics and kind of see how the lyrics are reflected in the cover art and vice versa. And it's just kind of good. And Travis is really good about having, you know, the cover really have a tie-in with the lyrics. It's not just like, you know, gory cover number 5, and we'll just have a bunch of, you know, yeah, gore lyrics too, whatever. It's like there's aspects of each song, you know, you can see reflected in the cover art. And he and Wes work together, especially with the last record, this most recent record. They've worked together really closely on, you know, just getting those things coordinated, and the result's been really good. So, it's really important to have a good cover. You know, it just gets people interested. I mean, that's maybe cover art's a thing of the past, or at least its importance a little more heavy, you know, in past times. But, you know, to me, you know, being a not teenager, it's really still important to me. You know, I love that aspect of metal, and the artwork is fantastic. So, you know, if it can have a tie-in or just some sort of supportive role and with the lyrics and such, that's all the better.
Full Metal Jackie with Josh from Cattle Decapitation with us. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also going to hear new music from Meshuggah and Anthrax. It's all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Cattle Decapitation guitar player Josh Elmore on the show. Josh, Andy Refid's remixes are pretty popular on YouTube. What was your first reaction to his version of Forced Gender Reassignment?
Well, it was one of those that I was like, okay, we've arrived. This makes me happy. I think all of us sort of had that kind of impression from it. It was, we'd always been thinking, oh man, I'd like to see what he would do with one of our songs. And it's, you know, it was an honor to be included amongst people he'd done. So there's one point actually in the song where like halfway through, Travis does this. The visual is him doing the tongue thing he does, which actually does have a purpose in his vocal style. But, you know, of course, the face he makes in order to do it's pretty ridiculous. So this fellow, you know, he's doing this super, you know, the actual original performance Travis is doing is just super guttural, like, you know, kind of almost sort of choking sound. And the solution to, you know, I don't know, you know, I think it's the Radio Disney version or like the kids radio version. He does this la 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 over the top of it. So the visual is Travis doing this choking sort of look this face. And then there's that la la over the top of it. And then it just dies when you see that. It's ridiculous. So I'm glad someone's doing that sort of thing. And I'm glad we could be a part of it. Very flattering.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break coming up next. We'll hear from a member of our favorite animated metal band, Death Clock. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week after this. It's Full Metal Jackie, Cattle Decapitation guitar player Josh Elmore on the show with us. The band is out on the road now. And could you tell us if there's any kind of timeline for, you know, a new record, new music, or what do you guys have going into 2017?
We're going to, after this tour that we're on, it ends, I think, in Fresno on like the 21st of October. After that, the next thing we have planned, and you know how this is with like, with touring and stuff like that, you kind of get this thing like, okay, I think we got some plans. Okay, we're going to do this and this. And okay, so maybe I can plan to do something personal here. No. Things change all the time. But as far as we know right now, after the Bavaria tour, the next thing we have, and stuff could pop up in between now and then, but this isn't confirmed. I mean, it's in the works, but we're trying to do a Mexico South America tour in the late winter, early spring. So, which will be there, you know, late summer. So, perfect time to go down there. So that's what we have. After that, I'm sure we'll do another, like do a U.S. headliner at some point in time. I believe we have a couple festivals we've confirmed to do in Europe this next summer 2017. Besides that, who knows? We're going to try to make it back to Australia and New Zealand. And then maybe as far as writing goes, I'm guessing with next fall we'll probably start. Or yeah, that's the best as I can guess, because we have a bunch more touring for this cycle to do. So we'll be well into 2017 doing lots of touring. So
awesome.
Kind of kick the can down the road a bit as far as writing. But I think, you know, we're all gathering ideas by ourselves, and, you know, all of us, and by all of us, I mean me soon, hopefully too, we'll have the means to record and, you know, kind of send riffs back and forth to one another. So I think we're just kind of compiling those personally. And then once it gets closer to the time, we'll kind of start exchanging ideas and then get the ball rolling on that, delve back into it. So I mean, a couple of guys have already expressed like, you know, this record's, you know, not even, it's been out a year, but man, I'm ready to start writing again and, you know, jump onto something new. So the thirst is definitely there to, you know, progress and to keep going. So, you know, we'll just try to accumulate all the good ideas we can and then unleash them when we actually start writing in earnest.
Awesome. Well, good luck with everything that's to come. And Josh, appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.